Yeah, I've heard Stanley Marcus be described as an inspiring person. Were there other people in the downtown Neiman that you look to as inspirational or as good examples of leadership?
Well, I think we always looked to some of the seasoned buyers that had been there a while, and you know, how they carried themselves and the merchandise they bought and how they wanted it presented. And I think some of the people that had been there a while were not as difficult as some of the new people that would come in, and they were trying to, you know, make a name for themselves. So it was really easier to work with some of the seasoned people that had been around for a while. Also, in the visual department, I had the opportunity to work with, you know, artists that were unimaginable and great. Alan Schaefer, the paper sculpture he did was just amazing. And there was a gentleman, Merle Cunningham, and the men's trimmer. He was a men's trimmer, and he had been there for quite some time, and you respected everything he did. One of the other young ladies who was quite good at what she did was Margaret Roberts, and she could fly, what we called fly, merchandise, wherein you use monofilament and tried to make the things that you put in the, say, a vitrine or something, look like they were suspended in air. And she could fly anything.
Oh, how magical.
Yes, it was.